Welcome to another edition of Glancing at the Stars. It's the holiday season, when consumer spending increases and materialistic wants and desires are relentlessly enticed by advertising and sales. Not that I'm opposed to gift-giving or receiving. Properly motivated, I readily contribute to the economy with my money and credit. Believe it or not, religious holidays also occur this time of year, although they seem secondary to the obligatory purchases of items for others. For some, this represents a regrettable decline of the true spirit of this sanctified time of year. Yet the placement of religious observances in late December is predated by a celebration that is secular and universal to the Northern Hemisphere, the return of the light, occurring each year at the winter solstice. Solstice is Latin, sol for sun, and sestere, which means to stand still. At the summer solstice, the sun rises at its northernmost point relative to the eastern horizon, where it seems to stand still, and then each morning thereafter rises further south than it did at the summer solstice, the longest day and shortest night of the year. At the winter solstice, the sun rises at its southernmost point relative to due east, and then begins its journey north again. Of course, the winter solstice is the longest night and shortest day of the year. To ancient observers of the heavens, this solstice marked the date when the light begins to increase while the darkness decreases. Symbolically, it represents the rebirth of the forces of light, and the promise that they will once again overcome the now dominant forces of darkness. This cyclical interplay of darkness and light is an essential quality to life on Earth. It is dynamic and ever-changing. No matter how much light exists, darkness remains. So too, no matter how much darkness we may experience, light is there as well. While the solstice in 2012 is worth discussing at some point for its long-term effect, this one in 2008 has a notable feature as well. In the U.S., the date for the solstice is December 21st, when the sun enters Capricorn, and where it conjuncts the planet Pluto. The last time the sun conjoined Pluto at the winter solstice was in 1761, and before that in 1515. Pluto, as the planet of death and rebirth, enhances the power of this year's return or rebirth of the light. So the promise of a brighter tomorrow is not only assured, but may shine intensely bright as the light increases. Since Pluto, however, represents the underworld where darkness rules, and the winter solstice is when the forces of darkness are at their peak, this can imply that the return of the light may prove challenging to all of us this year, and will require great effort on our part. In this season for self-reflection, take the time to find your light, and let it begin to shine ever brighter for all to see. This is the gift that is always yours to give, as well as to receive from others.